This is a CHOI News Report. A heat wave sent temperatures soaring on Vancouver Island, with highs of 35 degrees on Tuesdays, and it's even hotter in restaurant kitchens. Several restaurants and bakeries in Nanaimo closed on Tuesday, saying they don't want to put their staff at risk. Christine Roscoe is the manager of Astera's Greek Taverna, which closed after the owners Peter Periskovopoulos and Nicole Sullivan decided if their workers couldn't take the heat, it was time to close the kitchen.
When the owners looked at the extreme heat warning that was forecast for today, they discussed it, and they discussed it at length because it's very difficult for them to make the decision to close. They've worked really hard over the last 15 years to establish a rapport with their clientele, and they hate to disappoint their clientele. That being said, we don't have a restaurant without staff, and subjecting the kitchen staff to those kind of working conditions was just something that they had to decide. It just wasn't in anybody's best interest to open for the day.
Susanna Perpick, a senior manager at WorkSafe BC, says that employers need to pay attention to the working condition of their employees.
Right now, a key is monitoring for heat stress. Again, it's really, really important that all workers are engaged in those discussions so that everybody on a job site understands what the plans are if they don't feel well, who to contact if they don't feel well, and what they can do. And again, to look for information that exists around heat assessment, which lists out all of the different factors that have to be considered in an indoor or an outdoor environment.
Perpick suggests that employers look at delaying work until later in the week or closing during the hottest parts of the day.
The best thing to do is to look at, can work be done at another time of the week? We know here in the province, the temperatures are slated to be lower later on in the week. Can work be done in an indoor air-conditioned environment, as an example? Can the activities be altered so that those periods of high heat can be avoided? Can work be done before 11 o'clock? Can work be done after 3? Again, all of those considerations need to be taken into account.
Roscoe says that Astera's kitchen can be anywhere from 50 to 20 degrees hotter than the rest of the restaurant, and staff are working right up against the ovens and the grills. She says that when she posted about the restaurant closing to the Eat Local Nanaimo Facebook group, people understood the decision.
We got amazing responses from everyone. Very, very positive feedback saying they respected that the ownership is taking such good care of their staff. It's not always about the almighty dollar.
I asked Roscoe what her staff told her when they learned they wouldn't be working in the heat.
Let's go to the river! We've all worked in this restaurant when it's been hot, and you're just dripping, and they're fine to take the extra day. They're very supportive and loyal. We have such an incredibly loyal staff.
Roscoe says they hope to open again on Wednesday and are looking forward to welcoming the regulars back, and hopes people can understand the difficulties that the heat poses for staff.
Well, they can support us by definitely coming in and helping up, make up for the day's loss of revenue, but also understanding on the hotter days, we're just not running at the capacity that we would normally be because it is so much hotter in here, right? If they're sitting at a table and they're going, oh my God, it's so hot in here, just imagine how it is for everyone else, like for the servers and the support staff who are running around in this heat, for the kitchen who is stuck over those hot grills and in front of that hot convection oven. So we tend to make a few more mistakes, I think, on the hotter days. And unfortunately, your brain's not quite working at capacity.
For CHOI News, this is Mick Sweetman.
This report was made with the support of the Local Journals Initiative, the Community Radio Fund of Canada, and listeners like you.